Heroin-related deaths used to be associated with users in their 30s and on up through middle age, but a new drug use study in King County confirms a new phenomenon. Heroin deaths in young adults are on the rise. KPLU's Monica Spain has more.
According to the 2013 King County Drug Trends Report, drug-related deaths were up overall. Significantly, data shows heroin deaths have doubled since 2009, with a startling increase in users aged 18 to 29. Deaths among those under 30 went from 14% in 2009 to 34% in 2013. Research scientist Caleb Banta Green at the University of Washington says the problem was brewing in the mid-2000s when teens got hooked on prescription opiates, the stuff you're more likely to see in the medicine cabinet, like OxyContin and Vicodin.
To your brain, heroin and OxyContin are basically the same thing. They're interchangeable. And so that's why we're seeing this transition, we think, as prescription opiates are hard to get for those abusing them. And then switching over to heroin is frankly just a financially intelligent thing to do.
Thus, the shift to heroin as teens addicted to prescription drugs become young adults. Deaths from pharmaceutical opiates did increase slightly in 2013, but are still 25% lower than the peak in 2009. Prevention education and overdose antidote medication are becoming more common, but haven't yet been able to stem the tide of deaths in King County. The work group behind the annual study includes local substance use experts, public health, and law enforcement. Monica Spain, KPLU News.